sin. Search all my thoughts, the secret springs, the motives that control, the chambers where polluted things hold empire o'er the soul. Search till your fiery glance hast cast its holy light through all, and I by grace am brought at last before your face to fall. Thus prostrate I shall learn of thee what now I feebly prove, that God alone in Christ can be unutterable love. David prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Psalm 139:23. That verse and the hymn before are prayers asking God to search us. We do not usually see our hearts as God sees them, so we need God to search us. As God searches our hearts, we need to pay attention and notice the results. This will help us look into our hearts and lives and ask, "Am I ready and open so God can fill me with the Spirit?" I think the answers we find may also help to encourage us. Some people may be honestly ready for God to search them. They might thank God, and they might even see that they are kept back from this full blessing simply by some ignorance, or prejudice, or unbelief, or wrong thoughts of what the blessing is. We can best find the answer to our question by looking at the way in which Christ prepared the disciples for the day of Pentecost. In some countries, when a missionary preaches and leads people to Jesus, the missionary forms a class for these new Christians to teach them God's word, make them disciples, and prepare them for baptism. He may keep some of these young converts in the baptismal class for a year or longer to educate, train, and test them, to prepare them for the Christian life. In the early church were similar groups of new converts, called catechumens, who were instructed in the principles of the Christian faith and observed for a while to be sure their lives were consistent with those who were followers of Jesus. Jesus taught his disciples for 3 years. He trained and prepared them throughout that time. It was not a magic thing or an arbitrary thing when the Holy Spirit came down upon them. They were prepared for it. John the Baptist told them what was to come. He not only preached the Lamb of God who was to shed his blood, but he told us that it was by special revelation from God that he on whom he saw the Holy Spirit descend would baptize with the Holy Spirit. Of what did the training of those disciples consist? How were they prepared for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Forsake all. I ask you to remember that the disciples were men who had forsaken all to follow Jesus. The Lord Jesus went to a fisherman and said, "Leave your net behind and follow me." To another man he said, "Leave your position as a tax collector and come and follow me." They did it. They left those things behind and followed Jesus. They could later say by the mouth of Peter, "We have forsaken all and followed thee." Matthew 19:27. They left their homes, their families, and their good names. Men mocked and laughed at them. Men called them the disciples of Jesus, and when he was despised and hated, they were hated too. They identified themselves with him and gave themselves up entirely to follow him. This is the first step to being filled with the Holy Spirit. We must forsake all to follow Christ. I am not speaking about forsaking sin, though you ought to do that when you are converted. Forsaking all is something that has a far wider meaning. Many Christians think of Jesus as someone who can save them and help them, but they practically deny him as master. They think they have a right to have their own will in 1,000 things. They speak however they like, do whatever they want to do, and use their property and possessions however they choose. They are pleased with themselves and their lives, and they never stop to consider that they might not have forsaken all for Jesus. They are their own masters, and they have never dreamed of saying, "Jesus, I forsake all to follow you." Yet this is the demand of Christ. Jesus has such infinite riches and glory